In a significant development in the tragic 2021 Rust shooting case, actor and producer Alec Baldwin has been charged once more with manslaughter. The charge stems from a fatal incident on the set of the low-budget Western in New Mexico, where cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded. This latest turn in the case marks a renewed effort to seek accountability for a tragedy that rocked Hollywood and sparked intense debates over on-set safety protocols. During rehearsals at the Bonanza Creek Ranch, a popular filming location, Baldwin was practicing with a Colt .45 revolver when it unexpectedly discharged a live round. The bullet struck Hutchins fatally and injured Souza. Baldwin, also a producer on the film, has consistently denied responsibility, asserting that he did not pull the trigger and that the gun should have been loaded with blanks. Initial manslaughter charges against Baldwin were dropped in April of the previous year, citing new facts that required further investigation. However, in a dramatic reversal, prosecutors have now filed new charges against Baldwin. This comes after convening a grand jury to assess the evidence. Baldwin's legal team expressed their readiness to defend these charges in court. If convicted, Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison. The film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, tasked with the responsibility for the weapons on set, faces her own legal battles. She is charged with involuntary manslaughter and tampering with evidence. Prosecutors argue that she bears culpability as the individual who loaded the gun. Gutierrez Reed has pleaded not guilty to the charges. The investigation uncovered several live rounds on the set, alongside the one that killed Hutchins, raising questions about how they arrived there. Reports have surfaced of lax safety protocols, cost-cutting measures, and a discontented crew, painting a picture of a troubled production environment. The film's safety coordinator, Dave Halls, who handed Baldwin the loaded gun, has already settled with prosecutors, receiving 6 months probation. Despite the tragedy, production of Rust resumed last year, with filming completed in Montana. In an unexpected development, Hutchins' widower, Matthew Hutchins, joined the project as an executive producer. Having settled a wrongful death suit with the producers, Hutchins expressed no desire for retribution, labeling his wife's death as a terrible accident. Souza also returned to the project, viewing the completion of the film as a tribute to Hutchins' legacy. In parallel to the criminal proceedings, Hutchins' Ukrainian family, represented by attorney Gloria Allred, is pursuing a civil lawsuit against Baldwin and other producers. They seek truth and accountability for Helena's untimely death, welcoming the grand jury indictment as a step towards justice. The Rust shooting case is a complex legal and emotional saga. With Baldwin facing renewed charges, the film industry is closely watching as the case unfolds, raising critical questions about on-set safety and responsibility in film production. As the criminal trial approaches, the industry and the public await answers and accountability in this tragic incident that has left an indelible mark on Hollywood. With AFP.